So, it's almost 5 in the morning. I've been awake since 10. I can't sleep. So I figured I'd ramble for a bit. And hope that the quality is halfway decent because of my phone instead of my microphone. I'm here with my dog, who is actually right next to the phone because he's on my arm. He's a boxer. I love him to death, and I don't know what I'd do without him. Had him since I was 12. He's been with me through thick and thin. He always comes to my door and waits for me to open it, or annoyingly stares at me anytime I have a piece of food. He's getting cute little salt and pepper hairs over his face. He's getting old and fat. Well, he's not fat yet. He just finally looks like a boxer instead of his little skinny mini. Because he's always been a bit lean. And we're sitting in my bed. Throwing my blankets off because it got hot. And I have my body pillow on top of me. It's a little bit of pressure to make me feel less lonely. And it makes me feel safer more than that. No. I've been wanting to record, but I haven't been able to because I had a really bad cold and I have a really bad cough, which luckily has died down right now. So I've been thinking about stuff I wanted to do and I'm at a loss. The stories I want to read have copyrights, of course, and Brothers Grimm is too dark to read for a bedtime story. So I have to look through Arabian Nights and Hans Christian Andersen to find stuff. And I've been thinking about how much it's gonna cost to ship my books over to England. Because eventually I wanna move there, and my boyfriend's there, and I think he's the one. I don't know if he is yet, but I think so. But I have so many books I have to take with me. But I don't know what to do. Oh, excuse me. That's a few years down the line. I'm just a worrywart. But I've been thinking about my future a lot lately. About what I'm going to do. I think I want kids. But I know I want a bunch of animals. I think I want a cockatiel. Or an iguana or a chicken. because I have weird pet choices. Bearded dragons are cool. They're sweethearts. Of course I have Miss B, my pet snake. She's pretty chill, but she's a baby baby. Right now she's a yearling. She'll be start being a sub-adult in April, I guess, because she'll be 2. She's a bit of a slow grower, though, so she's getting really long, but she's not getting fat, which weirds me out. But she looks healthy, so I think she's okay. I miss the stars. I grew up not in the country, but close enough, because we were the biggest town in the area. And there's only 200,000 people, but we were spread out. And I lived on the newly rising side, so it was still empty. So I could walk outside and stare across farmers' fields and, well, not that many, actually. I had to get out of the suburb first. You'd see the cows grazing, and they'd be really cute. And the sky there is so blue. Extremely blue. With the biggest fluffy clouds. Happy little clouds. And it just, everything stretches on for miles there. And when you look up, you can see the stars. I can't see the stars where I'm at. I see the occasional helicopter. I guess that's what happens living in the city. Did you know that world's highest formation of CO2 that's contributing to global warming is actually cows? Since we're breeding them so much and so big to keep the world alive, or us alive, meat eaters, that they just take up more CO2 and make more CO2. So even though the ozone layer is repairing itself, if we cut back on cows and other animals and eat more vegetables instead of meat, it'd be a lot easier to fix it. Not saying I don't love meat, because I love meat. I'd be a bad Texan if I didn't. Sleep. I should make bread again. I made cinnamon raisin bread last. I kind of want to change out the raisins with dried cranberries. Maybe put some walnuts in. A cranberry and walnut bread. I think that'd be yummy. I need to cook more, or at least different things, because I always cook dinner. I'm gonna make paella, but it's so fucking expensive. It's delicious, though. I lost 20 pounds. I guess that's my big accomplishment. We have 110 more to go. To at least at my goal. But if I split it up 10-pound chunks, it's not as bad. I'm tired of being sick. Even though it won't stop me being sick, but it'll make my illness less bad, I guess. Affect me less bad. Christmas is coming up. I mean, it is in a while, and Halloween is, but it's first, but getting money together and gift ideas have to start now, you know? And everything I've put on my list is books and the Pokemon game, which is hilarious to me. So I'm still a child at heart. I think I always will be. It's just odd to me that people look down on those who still enjoy childish things. And I'm gonna get really existential and nihilistic, so don't mind me. Because I don't actually think like this or believe in it, but it's what I think in when I'm tired like this. As we were talking in chemistry about how oxygen is the thing that sustains us, but it's also slowly killing us because oxygen basically sets things on, well, basics. Sets things on fire. It's a lot more complicated than that. It's a whole bunch different, but that's the closest thing. So, from the moment we're born, we're dying. But then my brain went further to the back. And the moment you're even thought of as an idea, you're dying. Because you don't exist before then. You don't exist until your parents have an idea that they want to make you, or if it was an accident at conception. And from then you start dying. And that's super odd. And the nihilistic part of me is just like, what's the point then? But at the same time, I'm like, the point is you do with your life what you can. What I can do is hopefully make someone else's better. At least one person's. Because I think that while we can't change things for the greater good, and we can't change the world as people, it's like one person, everything you do is a ripple. So you do a thing for a person, and they do a thing for another person. And they do a thing to a person. And it ripples out and spreads out like spider webs. And eventually it does affect the world in a small way. It's very interesting to me. It's weird how the world works. Some sleep.